Johnny Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. You know what time it is, folks. Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Fantastic week of baseball action that we're going to recap shortly. Fantastic week ahead of Major League Baseball action. We're going to recap exactly what happened over the weekend, how we can apply that to this week's games, and most importantly, take a fresh look for our clients and friends at handicapping tonight's events. Once again, folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition, on Monday with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Whole lot of fun we had, as I just said there. The weekend was fantastic. The week was great. The month's been better. I mean, it's really, really looking up. As you know from the banners that we've had in the past, obviously we're not going to reach that banner of 80 units last June, but once again, this June is going to be profitable again. Our sweet spot, as we always like to say, is July and also June in the months in the summer. Major League Baseball, that's when you can get a real fix and the numbers come hard and fast. And we're ready to take advantage of it heading into July this week. So a lot of fun on the show that's going to take place. Just doing a quick recap, and we're going to go over the games in a little bit. We went 11-6 last week, good for 22 units of profit. So that was the last 7 days. That week bolstered us for June now. The last 31 days, which still dates back to a couple days in May, 37-27 overall, good for 20 units of pure profit. You have to hang around. You have to hang in the game. You can't force. And we know that the tide does turn. And when it turned big time over the last 2 weeks, we are now showing major profits in Major League Baseball. And if you've seen the numbers, you've seen the wagers that we put in, you know it's all about the first five innings. Again, we're going to take a look in just a little bit on where we went and errored yesterday and also where we hit it on the sweet spot. And on Saturday, one of the most important lessons that you will learn in baseball, it was a full slate of games. I hated just about every game on the card. Didn't want to force it. I did like the spot with the Detroit Tigers on Saturday, minus 150 for the first five. That game got rained out, and we called it a day, folks. No reason to rush. No reason to force wagers. That's not what we do at TrendBetting.com. We're not going to allow you to be on the wrong side of a situation just to get forced actions on games. We take a 401k approach, which means you're putting your hard-earned money in our hands. We're not going to let you down. We're not going to force it, and we're certainly not going to bankrupt you there. Once again, folks, welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Monday edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. And again, just to go over a couple notes on the show itself, you know we do the show two times a week, once on Monday and once on Thursday, our primetime edition. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. This is what we love to do. You know me. I love NCAA football, basketball, baseball. I mean, I don't bet hockey or basketball, NBA or NHL. Love to watch those, NFL, whatever you need. This is the show that we're going to talk about it. Down the line, I see people call in every week there. We're just not set up yet to take phone calls and doing that the right way, which is why we do, or excuse me, why I do a solo show. It's coming soon there, folks. We're going to reach out, talk to the folks, clients, family, friends, trade information, have a really, really good time on the show. But right now, we're just going to keep it at two shows and certainly just doing them on the solo blast for myself. Recapping what happens during the week and the weekend, you know I love to do that because I like to take a look at how we went wrong, how we did right over the weekend or the week's past games, and applying that future knowledge to the upcoming games, hoping that it's going to help us cash in more tickets than not. Gambling tips, it's what we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Las Vegas. Very, very interesting. About myself, you know me. And again, you hear me go over this on each show, Monday, Thursday, it doesn't matter or anything. A lot of new people listen to the show each week. Just to give a quick recap on myself, been in the game over 20-plus years online with my website, rightsidevalueplays.com and trendbetting.com for roughly 3 years. You know my approach, as you heard me say before, it's more of a 401k mentality. We're going to take good care of your money. You can live to bet another day just because there's a game on TV. If you didn't have a winning day or you're 0-1 heading into the nightcap, there's no reason to play those games, no reason whatsoever to play those games. You just have to take back and sit and get a good approach on the games and certainly take the approach of less is more. No question about it. If you wait and pull the trigger and fire on games that you love and don't force, in the long run, you are going to be a winner, no question about it. This is not about winning a bet, a day, or a week. It's a lifetime achievement that you must enter and certainly follow a script there for you. There is no easy winner. There is no lottery ticket. There is no 17 parlay on a Saturday afternoon where you're going to be able to retire on. If you take that long-term approach, put the time in, put the money in, and more importantly, put the smart investment strategy into it, you can be a winner at gambling long-term. And we're certainly going to show you that way on trendbetting.com. Again, if you see me online at RightsideVP, as well as I do have a promotional account at Donnie Rightside, but also on Facebook, me directly at Donnie Rightside. Hit me up on both of those things. Any questions, comments, you know, you want to crack on me for having a losing day or, you know, congratulate me for a winning day, it's all good. It's all fair game there online. I love to interact with people online and certainly trade and give information. It's a lot of fun. And again, folks, this is what we do. And I'm going to go into in just a few moments here the strategy that we've been applying in baseball season, which has just been fantastic, and certainly where it has saved us money, no question about it. But let's pay some bills here right now, folks. Trendbetting.com. We talk about it every week. It's the reason I do this radio show. Lucky Lance Williams put together a fantastic team, teamed up with me about 3 years ago as the site just got underway. We have similar visions on how we want to approach gambling. Folks, it's integrity. It's we win, we tell you. We lose, we tell you. There's no hiding behind everything. You see me post every single day, win or loss on those days. If I can't be trusted, you're not going to pay me money, no question about it. I'm not the type of handicapper that comes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and says I'm 7-0, then drop 8 straight games and then win again on Sunday and go 1-0 and say, what a great week we had. This was fantastic. We rolled. No, you're seeing every single wager recapped online, no question about it. Fully documented handicapper. We do alter those stats heading in with Monitor, which MSP, which is Monitor Sports picks.com. I use that monitor to track some trends and everything on there. But if you want the official plays, you'll go to handicapperswatchdog.com. No question about it. We are going to roll right through this baseball season and head right into the football season. It's been a lot of fun. But once again, at trendbetting.com, you have to win the right way and also lose the right way to earn the respect of the individual. We fully understand that. If you have not gone to the website yet, folks, go to trendbetting.com. There's a little light bulb in the top right-hand corner of the screen. Click on the experts tab. Everybody is there for you. Anything that you want in the sports gambling world. Do you like to bet dogs? Do you like to bet favorites? Do you like to, you know, look at some different equations there in the way we come about to winning games? CJ the Rage is one of the sharpest guys out there. Chances are, if you like a game, he's on the opposite side of it, always taking plus money dogs there. You see him, you see his work on the monitors there. He's absolutely raking during baseball season. If you see myself, I love first five inning wagers. That is my specialty. That is what I do, and it's typically rare that we're going to be on a dog. Now, when I say rare, we might have every other day maybe a small dog, plus 110, plus 120, but we like to take advantage of the run line on dogs. So game is plus 150, let's say on a Tuesday, and we like the pitching matchup. We'll take that first five plus a half of a run, maybe getting plus 100 or plus 105, but we like to use that to our advantage. But I do like to take the favorites anywhere in that range. I call it that sweet spot of 125 to minus 135 and get that really good look at the winner over the first five. Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. I mean, you want to talk NASCAR, soccer, golf. It's all there waiting for you with the folks at trendbetting.com. It's a fantastic site. Folks, I would not be on that site or lend my services to anywhere where I didn't trust that the owner or the relationship between myself and Lance was frayed at any moment. Lance is a trustworthy individual, as of course the rest of the guys at trendbetting.com. We've had people come and go on the website because we like to do it the right way. If somebody is straying from that mold, they're going to be quickly jettisoned from trendbetting.com. So once again, folks, haven't been there, hit up trendbetting.com. We'll go over everything together, anything that you need, any prices, what you're looking for. Hit us up on the website as well as on Twitter and on Facebook. We have 20 minutes left in this action-packed 30-minute show. As soon as we get back from the break here, we're going to dip right into what happened over the weekend and take that fresh look at baseball coming up this evening. Folks, stick with us. Long Shots Radio, Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Edition Monday with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's dip right into the good stuff. We have about 15 minutes left, and I want to have this hard-hitting, action-packed, and certainly get some knowledge out there, which hopefully will sway your opinion and, more importantly, put some more money in your pocket. Looking at over the weekend again, since the Monday show, I love to take a look at Saturday and Sunday. You heard me before on Saturday, live to fight another day. We had one play that we liked. It got rained out. We didn't force. Jumped right into Sunday. So, I mean, there were some games. He said, hey, you know, I might want to, you know, mess around with this game or that game here on Saturday. It wasn't the right decision to do it. We pulled the trigger on one game that got rained out. No big deal. We move it on the Sunday. Now, here's the best part about Sunday. You have to trust in your numbers. Our first two games of the day yesterday, we liked David Price on the mound at minus 160, which is a little bit pricey. versus the Chicago White Sox. It didn't work out. Detroit didn't even score versus Jeff Samardzija, who's a very fluky pitcher, especially on the road. I really liked the matchup. They had a full boat lineup there in for Detroit, but it just didn't work out. Melky Cabrera hit a home run. Jose Abreu doubled, who's, I believe, off David Price, was like 0 for 9 or 1 for 9 at the time, and an error by Cespedes sent him to third base. A pop fly would send him in to give him a 1-0 lead. It was pretty much c'est la vie from there. Now, full game, they actually won the game, Detroit. And that's usually a rare occurrence. Once you're down after five, a couple runs, you know, that typically doesn't work out. And it did in that instance. So if you would have bet the full game, you were 1-0. If you bet the first five, obviously, you were 0-1. Second game of the day, I really like this matchup. Cleveland Indians, who are a bad baseball team, versus Ubaldo Jimenez. Bauer was on the mound for Cleveland, who's a really good road pitcher. I believe his ERA was hovering below 1.5, so they were getting plus 115. I thought they might be able to get to Jimenez since the lineup that they did put out there, stacking up left-handed bats against him, just didn't work out. A lot of those guys have really good career numbers off Jimenez, but as I said, that team really is hit or miss. I mean, that's the lineup should hit. It just doesn't. I believe in the doubleheader. I don't even think they scored a run in 18 innings yesterday versus the Baltimore Orioles, and that included a pitching of, I believe, Tillman was on the mound, who's a gas can in game two. They couldn't even get to him as well. So an interesting one. So we went in the Sunday after a very, very hot week, and we're 0-2 and staring down the barrel of wasting our profits for the week. So with the 4 o'clock games that were lined up, we waited on some lineups and really liked what we saw, and actually was rare. We fired on 3 games between, I think it was 3:30 and 4:30. The matchups were in our favor, and we're not going to shy away, especially in baseball season. Taking a look at the first game that we wagered on yesterday, first five, was King Felix and the Seattle Mariners. Really liked that matchup. You know, lefty slinger, Santiago for the Los Angeles Angels, average pitcher there. The only problem with Seattle is they don't score runs. But if you took a look and really got into the depth of the numbers, taking a look at King Felix versus the LA Angels, he absolutely owns them. Owns them. I believe his last 4 games, 4-0 in ERA, right around 1. We put that one right into effect, and it worked out perfectly. The Seattle Mariners were able to scratch out a run, and King Felix held it down for 5 strong innings and came away with the win to put us at 1-2 for the afternoon. If you waited that game out and took it full slate, you lost that game. In the 10th inning, a pass ball after a double play cost the Seattle Mariners the overall game, but it doesn't matter. We were already in and out with the win to make it 1-2. Moving on to the next game of the day, which was the Oakland Athletics. J.C. Chavez, very, very good home pitcher, but anytime you're going up against the Kansas City Royals, that's a really good 1-9. The numbers that they had against Chavez were not very good, so we figured if we could get the best out of Chavez versus one of the guys, Guthrie, on the other side with Kansas City, who is a straight-up gas can, soft road pitcher, the Oakland Athletics were able to get to him for 2 runs over 5 innings, and Chavez was sensational over the first 5, not even giving up a run similar to King Felix. So in the first 2 games of the day, we didn't score a run and lost. In the next 2 games on Sunday, we scored and did not get scored against. So everything worked in our favor in that equation, and if you did have the Oakland Athletics for a full game, you lost that wager as well. So now, on the flip side, you're really sinking and tanking money, because if you bet in a vacuum like I like to do with the first 5, you're taking everything out of the equation of the unknown. You're looking at those first 5 innings. You're saying Chavez is a really good pitcher against this starting 9, but once you get to the bullpens, all hell breaks loose. You might have a guy who's not available that day. You might have a guy that doesn't have a good mismatch there. And off to the races, similar way. You were up 2-0 after 5 innings. I believe the Oakland A's lost that game either 5-2 or 6-2 overall. The final game of the day is a microcosm of what I like to look at and certainly have put a lot of stock in. If you have an up-and-coming pitcher out of the minor leagues who is a strikeout pitcher and a very, very high prospect, usually their first start at home is a very good one, because if you're coming up from the minor leagues and you're a strikeout pitcher, that's what you do. You might be able to get 2, maybe 2.5 rotations through that lineup, or even the best hitting team and the most professional hitters. If you're throwing 94, 95 miles an hour with a nasty hook, it's going to take them some time, if they haven't seen you before, to catch up to the fastball and know exactly what you like to throw in a certain instance. Now, yesterday, New York Mets started out with Mats coming up. I love the kid, and he was going against a gas can. We put this game in even before the first game of the Mets ended yesterday, and if you saw what happened there, the Mets put out literally a single-A lineup against this gas can versus Cincinnati. Everybody's panicking. You're on Twitter saying, oh, my God, look at the Mets lineup. They can't score already, and they go out there and put a single-A lineup in. But keep in mind, folks, these are all professional hitters. If you're not a good pitcher like Cincinnati ran out there yesterday, you're going to get hit around. Case in point, Mats went 3-for-3 yesterday with I think it was either 3 or 4 RBIs and single-handedly won the game itself. Down 1-0, they walked the eight-hole hitter to get to him, hitting ninth, doubled off the wall to go up 2-1. It was a 2-2 game headed into the fifth inning, and we got a little bit of luck finally on our side on a hit and run with a pitcher, not even a bunt, which if there was no hit and run in place and he was swinging away, that was an easy double play ball to the shortstop. But since the shortstop was covering second base, they were able to get first and third. Granderson comes up with a hit. It's 3-2. We won that game to end up 3-2 on Sunday. But once again, a great angle, folks, similar to Lance McCullers coming up for Houston, as well as the young kid from Boston who had a couple games before he was really caught up to. If the kid can come up and he can strike out and throw fire and he is at home, it's a great advantage because he's going to get a bump being in a comfortable environment, you know, not on the road, you know, easing into it there. He's throwing strikeouts. The crowd's cheering for him. If he's getting, you know, hit around, it's not like you're in the Bronx or you're making your first start at Yankee Stadium and they're ripping you. It's a great situation to look up. Most people just see that and say, oh, my goodness, Cincinnati's got a great lineup out there. The Mets can't hit anyway, and this new kid's coming up. He's going to be rattled. That's not the case, and damn near. I mean, I don't have stats behind it to prove it over the long term, but I can tell you right now, I've wagered on more games like that and won more than I have lost. So yesterday, fantastic day, 3-2, wrapping up that week at 11-6, plus 22 units of full profit. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, folks, again, it's gaining knowledge in Major League Baseball. Never, ever stop learning or checking out websites. So that's what we're going to talk about next. I like to use a multitude of information. A lot of these websites are stats overloaded. You just have to pick out what you think is a key ingredient and what you think can get you to the finish line. Taking a look at a site, let's just say something like StatFox.com. They give you damn near every single thing you need to take a look at, but not everything can go into the equation. I mean, how teams play on the day, how they play on the road, how they play at night, how they play versus left-handed pitchers, you know, all that stuff as an underdog. I don't like to blindly take that and say, oh, well, this team won 4 straight games at night as a plus 160 favorite. I don't really think that factors too much into the equation. I like to look at it to get a general feel, but I like more hardcore numbers, like how does that pitcher set up on the road himself? Not really how much the hitters do at night because it's random because you're facing different pitchers each and every time. But I do like to see the pitcher splits over the first 5-6 innings of how they actually do home versus road because you see it a lot. Some guy might have Bauer is like 1.28 on the road, which he got hit around a little bit over the first 5 innings, but at home more of like a 4 or 5 type ERA. So those splits I do like to take a look at, but StatFox is very good, so you can get a full look right on the page of the guys like, you know, last 10 or 15 starts to see how he is faring versus the competition. Another site I do like to look at is Major League Baseball Daily Starting Lineups. That's MLBStarting9.com. I love to get a first glimpse of the actual starting lineup before I fire in games. And a lot of the times, if you're the betting public, you know, you work a full-time job. You're not around your phone. You can't just get constant updates there. A lineup might come out that's not a really good lineup or doesn't hit this overall pitcher well. You like to jump on that situation immediately to get the best line possible there. And again, steam doesn't always work out. You hear me talk about it all the time. It's more of a 50-50 equation there. But if you can get a jump on the public on what you like in the long term, you're going to get better lines than most people do. So once again, checking out a website, doesn't matter. There's probably 20 or 30 sites out there. Pick a website that's going to show you the starting lineups immediately as they come out. I follow a couple on Twitter, but I more likely are using a actual site as MLBStarting9.com. As soon as that comes out, you can, you know, refresh it every 5 to 10 minutes. You're going to see the lineups come out as they do. Any changes there, Major League Baseball player updates, it's all right there for you. Another site I do like to use, folks, is DailyBaseballData.com. That's going to give you hitters first pitchers data. So if some team is going to be out running, let's just say, you know, they'll show you the entire team of how they batted against, just like yesterday, Jesse Chavez, you know. They'll show exactly what takes place. Here's the reason why we liked the game yesterday. Eric Hosmer hits Jesse Chavez very good at a 750 clip. Alex Gordon, 333, 1 for 3. Gerard Dyson, 500, 1 for 2. But then if you get look at Rios, 143. Kane, 286. Infante, 167. Moustakas, 0. Perez, 0. Morales, 0. Escobar, 0. I mean, that's all major, major guys in there getting anywhere between 2 to 7 at-bats who don't even have a hit off him. So it's a nice equation to take a look at. If we look on the flip side, just taking a look at this this website here on who hits Jeremy Guthrie, Steve Vogt, 625, Ike Davis, 500, Simeon, 333, Reddick, 320, Brett Laurie, 231, Crisp, 320. I mean, obviously he's out, so I take that out of the equation. Ben Zobrist, 295. Billy Butler, 250, and so on. So if teams have a good shot at it, and especially at home, and I can't stand Jeremy Guthrie because he's not really a hardcore strikeout pitcher, so if he gets in trouble, you know, you're going to be able to get a sac fly or still put the ball in play, a la like a Chris Sale, if they're second and third. He can strike out back-to-back batters with one out and get out of that equation. So when looking at games, again, take all websites into the equation. StatFox, MLB Starting Nine, as well as Daily Baseball Data. It's a lot of information that you're going to be looking at out there, and you don't want to confuse yourself. Take a few things, look at them each day, and over the years, you're going to mold into a process that you're going to like to use and apply it to your own wagers. Now, right now, we're very focused on first five-inning games, so these numbers hold up fantastic because you're not going into the bullpen. And just in case your guy gets knocked out in the third inning and it's 5-0, you aren't probably going to win that full game anyway. So take a look at first five-inning wagers. It's a great way to invest during baseball season. I call it betting in a vacuum. It can certainly help you, as it has helped me quite a bit, no question at all. All right, folks, let's take a look today at some of the interesting parts and maybe some lines that you're going to want to take a look at in Major League Baseball action. We have not capped all of the games today. I have taken a look, and there's some likes that I like here so far. But once again, until we see some full lineups out there and see who's exactly in, we don't fire away. So usually on a Monday, that card is going to be finalized by about 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But throughout the day, we're always checking information, who's injured, who might be playing, and whatnot. Nelson on the mound versus the Philadelphia Phillies. That's the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, just two bad, bad baseball teams. If Milwaukee throws an A lineup out there, they can bash around Sean O'Sullivan. But for some reason, Sean O'Sullivan has my number. On the road, he's a gas can. At home, he should be a gas can. But for some reason, usually gets through the game, you know, five innings, three runs, five innings, two runs by the grace of God. I don't know how he gets people out. But at home, I believe, betting the Philadelphia Phillies against Sean O'Sullivan, I think I'm 0-2 on the year. So on the road, I mean, he gets busted up big time, but for some reason, he pitches well at home. Jeff Nelson is your average pitcher, and I believe right now in the first five innings, their public betting percentage is 62% on the Phillies. So they're actually the favorite here, and I sort of agree with them, but it's hard to bet the Phillies unless they have Cole Hamels on the mound, and that's not even a sure thing anymore. Boston versus Toronto, Buck Colts versus R.A. Dickey. As a rule of thumb, most of you know I do not cap knuckleballers. I don't care. R.A. Dickey can explode over five innings and give up 11 hits and 9 runs, or R.A. Dickey can damn near throw a no-hitter. Betting a knuckleballer is a feeble, feeble transition just because the simple fact is you never know if the knuckleball is going to be on or off. He's just as likely, as I said, to get blown away as he is to destroy the other team. So as a handful of one of my betting rules is I do not cap R.A. Dickey or any other knuckleball starter, so that game will be out of the equation. Baltimore, Texas, Wandy Rodriguez, Bud Norris. We'll get into some details there, but Baltimore is sensational at home. Carnes, I really like as a pitcher for Tampa Bay going against Anderson, who has limited starts. That's going to be one of the games that's really going to be on the tip of my tongue because the Cleveland Indians are struggling, and especially on the road. Pelfrey versus Leake is an interesting matchup. Cincinnati, they put a full boat lineup out there. Pelfrey's not a strikeout pitcher and is on the road. Might be leaning that way. Joe Blanton, can't stand the guy. I don't think he's a very good pitcher versus my man Lance McCullers at home. We're going to definitely take a look at that equation. CC Sabathia is the automatic fade of the year, so we're going to take a hard look at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim as long as they have a full boat lineup. Hale and Graveman, Oakland is another one on my radar. It's a little bit expensive at 165 right now, but that might be a good thing, showing a lot of respect right now for the Oakland A's, no question about it. Folks, this has been our Monday show. Hopefully you got a little bit of betting insight on what I'd like to look at in the first five innings, as well as the handicapping type of systems I use and websites that I do like to check out. We're going to be back at it on Thursday, hopefully up again a boat full of units. But this has been Long Shots Radio Major League Baseball Monday edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Good luck. We're going to put our card out by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll see you on the right side.